This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain.
So, this third base umpire is from Texas? What in the hell? He went to high school in Abilene, Texas? I mean, and he comes in out of position. I was assuming maybe he's the crew chief or whatever, if he's the guy that's going to come in and run Ross Kivett. Like, it makes no sense. What if Ross Kivett banged the binder because he's mad at Blade for missing the strike zone and walking another guy because his one in stripes is correctly pointed out?
What if he's allergic?
Leadoff walks. Their kit walks are killing us.
What if he's allergic to Yellow Jackets and one was about to sting him?
I mean, you think Florida fans will be happy if there was a, you know, the white hat in the Florida-Tennessee SEC game was from, like, I don't know, Pulaski, Tennessee? Think that would fly if he was from like Ray County, went to Ray County High School? I don't think that would work, but we can do it for the national championship, basically. What in the world? Not to mention, there's all these Big 12 ties between him and Ross.
Yeah. Why does this keep happening? Can we not say, you know, we had some issues with this guy. This is kind of a big game for us. Can we just have a straight-up crew here?
Well, remember when we asked the question, like, you know, how do they get the crews for the postseason baseball? It's like, oh, well, they're not conference-affiliated. They're mix and match. Well, mix and match some different folks. How about get some guys from the Northeast or the West Coast for the Tennessee-Texas matchup?
So is it just that one guy, though? Because the whole crew, where are they all from? Because as soon as old third base buddy tossed him, they were all right there to make sure if Tony V breathed the wrong way, he was going to get tossed too.
Stripe says he thinks the second base guy was the crew chief. I've never seen an umpire from the farthest corner of the field literally come running all the way across to throw a guy out.
And he was dying to do it.
Yep.
Well, like I said, they apparently got some history.
Okay.
That's why you shouldn't be on the call. I'm agreeing with you. It's ridiculous. It always happens to us. It always happens. All right, so what's the Tony V thing?
What?
He said, I have not had zero.
He accidentally said, I have not had zero contact with LSU, communication with LSU. I mean, it was just a slip of the tongue.
Are we sure?
Pretty sure.
He doesn't have to. That's what Jimmy's for.
Right. I mean, I agree with that, too.
So which umpire was the third base guy was from Texas, correct?
Yes.
Third base.
Hang on.
Do you expect to be the head coach at Tennessee next season?
No, I have not had zero. And
Tony, have you had any?
I've not. He just started to say, I've not had any contact, and then he switched to zero contact.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Dude, he started to answer a question, and then the other question kind of came in, and so then he changed, I guess.
If he had contact, he wouldn't have answered it that way anyway.
You sure? Yeah. Season's over.
No,
I mean, he said he talked to an LSU booster, right? Like, didn't he say that?
Well, he did. He said that on the
drive.
Did
he say that?
He said that on the drive.
Did he say, I heard from an LSU booster or I spoke to an LSU booster?
I thought he said I was talking to an LSU booster. Maybe he just said I heard from an LSU. I don't know. Maybe that was just a text from an LSU booster that he's friends with from forever ago or something.
Yeah, right. You
know. Do we know the third base umpire's name?
Yeah, he just gave it to you.
What was it?
Mike Morris.
Oh, boys. It gets better.
If by better, I'm assuming you actually mean worse.
It gets better. So I just Googled home plate umpire, Tennessee, Texas baseball.
What's his name?
Jeff Macias, or former Texas League umpire.
Mm-hmm. I saw that too yesterday. I forgot about it. They're all from Texas.
How the hell does that happen? We're in Omaha, Nebraska, playing for the College World Series against Texas, and we get a Texas crew?
Mm-hmm.
I'm appealing. I'm appealing the game. I'm appealing right now.
Okay. Who are you appealing to?
The world.
NCAA? I guess we're just supposed to keep talking as you type up
Yeah, I'm appealing. I'm in the middle of my appeal.
Okay. Jeff Macias. Texas League umpire, huh? Yeah, there's I don't know. There's some old article about how awful this whole crew is. And I thought it, I don't know. Something in the New York Times. I don't even know if you can read it. Yep, here comes the pop-up. No, I don't want to give you a dollar a week. Good God almighty.
You gotta
run
be kidding
some
me.
Ads.
You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. How does this happen?
Mm-hmm. Former Texas League umpire Jeff Macias, working the plate for Texas, Tennessee. His crew was the subject of an interesting behind-the-scenes story in the New York Times in 2005.
What happened there?
All I can see is minor league umpires wait for the big call. On a particularly stifling night in early July, when the air was as thick as grainy and grainy as oatmeal, the Hooks, the Houston Astros, Farm Club, yada, yada, yada. And the guy said, hate to burst the bubble of everyone in the replies, but Jeff Macias is from Phoenix, and the Texas League, a professional AA circuit, has nothing to do with NCAA baseball.
Okay, so he's born in Phoenix, but he works the Texas League? I mean, you get the point. So he works in Texas. I don't care if I'm born in Phoenix, but I live and work in Texas. You're from Texas now. That's great. That's just neat.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, then no wonder Ross was so upset.
Yeah, the Texas League teams are Frisco, Texas, San Antonio, Midland, just right over there near
Midland,
Abilene.
The doctor, you're from Midland.
Mike Morris is from Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
They do have the North Division, which is Wichita, Tulsa, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, and Springfield.
Vitello, after the game, said a couple of those guys know him from his playing days, so maybe that's kind of a thing. Basically, that's Vitello saying, yeah, they had some beef.
Smack my chair.
I mean,
maybe I'll get run from the show.
I just don't understand this. Like, I get it, the whole, like, you can't argue balls and strikes.
Right.
But
they had both gotten a
but
warning,
I can't be
disappointed.
So I'm just not allowed to be upset at anything
that,
regarding a pitch.
That we walked a guy. Like, I mean, this happens sometimes in basketball where a coach tries to yell at one of their own players because they're mad. And the umpire or the referee, for some reason, thinks that they're yelling at him.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like,
that's
got to give
that's
a little
before.
Grace.
That happened with Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
Last year or the year before.
Yeah.
He was talking to, like, Fulkerson or something, and he gets teed up. He's like, I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to this guy. Man, that's remarkable.
Yep.
Man. I mean, like, how am I supposed to feel now after this? Huh? I mean, feels like the fix was in.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention Ross getting tossed, but then
the replay.
The home, yeah, the home.
I don't even know. Where are they doing that from? Some weird place? I don't know. This whole thing.
Just garbage.
Who's leaving? Who are we losing off this team?
I don't know. Maybe we can look that up during
forever
the break.
Senior. He's gone.
He
said a lot of guys are coming back, so.
Well, I'll look that up.
That's good. Certainly good.
Dallas could come back. Obviously, Tidwell's back. Sewell's back. You get the kid throwing 100 from Missouri.
All right.
I heard a rumor.
Oh.
That we might be in the Trey Morgan sweepstakes.
Mm. Well, somebody said a big-time SEC, some position player or something, is transferring to Tennessee. And I don't know why, but somebody said that means it's Trey Morgan. Like, really?
That's true.
That's a lot of players you're talking about there.
Yeah, but sometimes
14 teams.
You get three pieces of information.
It's like 13 other teams here. You know, lots of position players on 13 other teams.
Hey, if you can't beat them, join them, I say.
But whatever.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
This It'd Ross.
Be kind of funny, though.
Poor Ross. Just over there doing his job, upset that things aren't going well. Gets tossed for being an emotional and invested coach. Makes perfect sense. He should have swung on him.
Oh, gone for violence?
No, I'm just saying he's not getting paid.
He should have gone out and
made a name for
dirt on the plate and then thrown.
Well,
I
think he got his money's worth. I'm just saying, like, he got his money's worth. But yeah, he could have circled the plates and just picked them all up, taking them back with him.
Grenaded the.
He writes "F you" in the dirt with his finger and just walks off.
Just completely covers home plate with dirt.
Should draw a picture of Texas, marked Abilene. This is where you're from, Mike. Curse your hometown,
Homer. Yeah. All right.
Stanford Vanderbilt tonight.
Yippee!
Elimination game.
Yep.
That'd be nice to.
Yeah, it would. It'd be nice if they went home.
Yeah, I don't care at this point. We're done.
You didn't care to begin with.
Seriously,
on the board.
He cared for about 5-6 days.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
I went to our last win.
He didn't go to the Super Regional.
We were there together, Dave. Yeah.
Are you kind of regretting not getting on the bandwagon a little sooner, Davey?
At least we didn't lose
not really.
LSU. At least we didn't lose LSU. I'm just saying, like, that'd be rough.
If we do get Trey Morgan and keep Tony Vitello, what would be great about that is all those fans who are just claiming that they were throwing racist slurs at Trey Morgan and they were only going at him because he was black. It's like, yeah, he hated it so much and they were so racist that he transferred to the program.
That would be awesome.
They're making that crap up.
We get on every first baseman. Like, that's
that
just
one person was like, they had to bring in people to rope off our section. Like, no, they didn't. Show the video. They made it sound like it was like a European soccer, like where you put the fence, literally put a fence up.
No, they made all that up. From Texas.
Wow.
Yep. Great. What about the other two guys? Where are they from?
That's a good question.
Like South Oklahoma.
Try to find those guys.
Western Louisiana.
Probably like Nashville and Gainesville.
They probably Baton Rouge.
Fayetteville.
Baton Rouge and Fayetteville. Oh yeah, he was college roommates with Dave Van Horn. Look at that. Now look at that. That's great. Huh. That's just neat.
They gotta start doing better with this.
I really don't know how it happens. I mean, did the coaches get a list of like here's who it. You know, here are all the umpires for the college. Like, can you not show that to your assistants and be like, hey, we're going to have to say no to this guy? Like, do you not get, like, at least a little bit of a – like, what if you had gotten ejected from a game earlier in the year and have beef with the guy who's at home plate for game? Like, can you not just say, hey, can we get an unbiased umpire here? And can they not all be from Texas while we're playing Texas?
I feel like that's not asking for a lot.
No.
But maybe
it's like, what was the ref from LSU? What was his name? Anthony.
I can picture him.
Anthony.
I don't remember.
I mean, we.
Like, the guy's wearing LSU gear on his Facebook. The stupid side ref who blew the play dead when we're going Wildcat at Alabama. He's like, there's a picture of him, like, getting Nick Saban's autograph. Like, why does this keep happening to us? Mm. It was a Peyton curse. No, it's the NCAA curse. We're in the NCAA. They hate us.
I probably could have played a little better, but yeah. We'll come back for more. Could,
maybe if we played better, it wouldn't have mattered. They'd have just been like,
we lost by one.
Tony got tossed. Like, it just they just find a way.
Mm-hmm. Sad. I'm trying to find the list of the other umpires, but I can't.
They probably scrapped them from the dock. I'll they don't want us to find out.
Check the box score, see if it was.
Uplifting tunes from old days.
He's spot on today.
He loves this.
You did some umpire research in the break.
Yeah, Steve Mattingly played at Arkansas State, umped in the Texas League. Neat. So he's buddied up with new football coach Butch Jones, and he knows a bunch of people in Texas who would hate to see beloved Longhorns lose the battle of who's the real UT. Not that that battle matters.
Right.
It's not really a battle. We had a university before they had a state. They had a state because of us and our band of volunteers.
We're both UT.
But we're the real one.
I'd say OG. I feel like we need to stop actually trying to make that argument.
Well,
because all that does is make it look like I don't see Texas fans having to make it because I feel like a lot of the
they do. Yeah, they were like they were mad yesterday that on the NCAA stats ticker it was Tennessee, UT, and Texas was Tex.
Hmm.
They were like, well, why aren't they the UT? Because we are the UT. That's why. Deal with it.
Shove my nose in the air for that conversation moving forward.
Yeah, I mean it's not worth it. Like there's nothing they can say. Oh gosh. All right, what's the timeline here?
I'm not as sold on like, oh, if we don't know anything immediately, it's bad. I mean,
well, it just
like,
it depends
like,
on
he's not even home yet. Like he's not even back.
I know.
So like I don't know. And we don't have any track record of Danny White's, like, mode of operation. Like, we don't.
Other than no nugs.
Right.
We'll get known nugs.
Also, someone chimed in and said he was not in Omaha.
Yeah, I saw that.
Danny White didn't go to Omaha. Hopefully. Is that not weird? Am I crazy?
Yes, that is very weird.
I mean, I kind of jokingly was thinking about going, but and like kind of even started to feel that pull of actually wanting to go and kind of decided, well, I mean, there's just no way I can even make that happen for the first like Sunday, Tuesday.
Right.
But maybe, I mean, just maybe if they'd have gotten to the championship series.
Oh, I was going.
I mean, like,
I was going.
You're the athletic director. We would have to. Like, first of all, someone would schedule all that travel for him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he could fly in for the game, fly back, and then back 2 days later.
Private flights. I mean, like, every hassle that we would have to go through to get there. Not to mention, like, we have other jobs. That just is his job. Like, he's just working when he's there. No one's going to be like, geez, Danny, I can't believe you're not getting your work done. You're watching the Tennessee baseball team play in Omaha. No one's going to say that.
Donnie was there.
What does he do?
Randy was there. I think that's good. Maybe they've just said, hey, Danny, you don't like his agent? We don't care.
What? I mean, that'd be the weirdest thing ever for your athletic director to not be involved in renewing your, you know, whatever, third highest profile coach.
Probably second right now behind Rick Barnes.
Well, I just mean in sports, not.
Hmm. So you're not. You're weird.
What?
I want this answer ASAP.
I want it ASAP. I'm not going to freak out if we don't get it ASAP. I'm going to freak out if the smoke starts kind of, you know, flowing that LSU's talking to him.
LSU is talking to him. They're vetting him. Like, they're trying.
Right.
They're sneaking around the chicken coop.
I'm not concerned with Danny White not being in Omaha.
analysis or just?
I was going to wait for the follow-up. So, yes, so after the news came about the NIL, or not the NIL, but the Supreme Court handing down that decision as it relates to the NCAA and what could happen there, I think that it's one of those in which you have to.
But he wasn't at the first game.
No, but I do think that they knew that this decision was going to be coming out very soon. And also at the same time, I mean, if you're looking at it, you want to keep Tony V. Maybe the idea is just go ahead and start getting everything together for whenever he does come back to have everything on board to sign him to that extension. And
I mean, that's my only hope is that he's back here, you know, writing up the contract, had a meeting with Sexton where they sat on opposite sides of the room and just stared meanly at each other for an hour or so. Do you think there's going to be a vindictive angle from Jimmy Sexton considering we didn't get Pruitt his buyout money yet?
Nope.
No,
I think Jimmy
not at
just
all.
Always operates
the same way.
The same way, and it's always tough to deal with, and it's just the way it is. Here's my issue, and I think Matt kind of spoke to it. If LSU really wants Tony Vitello, I think it'll be really hard to keep him. If he's just kind of like plan C or plan D or whatever, then we might kind of get lucky. You know, if they really are chips all on the table for Tim Corbin, because we know this AD likes to swing for the fences.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pushing, and then Tony V's kind of way down the board. And hopefully the timing will kind of be in our favor to where we're making a really big push. Think of it this way. Tony V is our top candidate.
Yeah.
To coach baseball next year.
I certainly hope so. I mean, I haven't seen Danny White's hot board, but I would imagine
for LSU, let's
bird
say
in the hand.
Let's say he's fourth or fifth. You know, hopefully we can be making a big push, showing him all the love, anything you want, Tony. And LSU is kind of vetting him as fourth or fifth, so that even if they get to that point where they want him, they've kind of already missed the boat, and we've already ponied up and pushed all our chips in. He's already kind of made peace with staying here and trying to be, you know, trying to have the new portion of the stadium named after him because he's going to win so many championships. Hopefully that's what happens, something like that. However, I've been trying to make this comparison for a while now, and I was trying to come up with a school that's kind of a blue blood-esque in another sport. I'm trying to make a football comparison so that people that only really follow football can understand. So I was trying to find a school that's kind of a blue blood in another sport. It's the biggest. It's kind of the top school in the state, as Tennessee is. It's a school in the same conference as a school that he'd be going to, a la SEC, you know, Tennessee to LSU. And there's probably some better comparisons, but this is what just popped into my head. This is like if you're the head football coach at Indiana and you play for the Big Ten championship, and you lose to Michigan State, let's say, because Ohio State, one of the normal powers, is slightly down for their standards. But you're coach of the year. You've done stuff at Indiana no one else has done.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of similar to Allen, I guess, although I'm saying a little more. Like, you're in football terms, it'd be like you finished, we'll call it eighth, now that we've seen what happened in Omaha, maybe seventh. In the poll, in the final polls.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest seasons that Indiana football's ever seen, at least in the last, you know, 15, 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ohio State comes calling. That's the types of job levels we're talking about here. It's like Indiana folks be like, meh, we're one of the, you know, Indiana, Purdue, they're the biggest schools in Indiana. Like, we could be more serious about football. We can spend more on our coach. Tennessee is a program more powerful than Indiana. That's the part that – maybe Michigan State's a better example. The only problem with that is they've actually made – they've been better at football, I think. They made a playoff once.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Michigan State. Michigan State. Head football coach gets the offer to go to Ohio State. Is he taking it?
No.
Indiana's head football coach gets the Ohio State offer. Is he taking it?
Hoosier for life.
I'm just saying, if LSU really wants him, that's what you're up against. Now, if they don't, if he's just kind of like a, maybe we talked to Tony Vitale. He's a hot young coach, but we're not sure about him. Maybe this is just kind of, maybe he just kind of got lucky this year. Maybe he's pretty good, but not a good fit. I don't know. Who knows?
That's what happened. Tony V just got lucky. Hmm. He should have to earn it more. Prove himself.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I know.
But I'm not kidding. If LSU is listening.
I mean, hopefully the only positivity out of losing, going 0-2 in Omaha is that other coach went 0-2 2 years back-to-back, and LSU didn't like that very much. So maybe LSU would be like, I don't know if he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't handle Omaha.
Yep, can't do it on the big stage.
Did the Virginia
especially when the refs are against you.
Take the Virginia guy, please. Hour two continues live from the Fan Run Studios. It's Wednesday edition, 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Press, Davey Hudson, Adam Hickman. I guess we're going to just wait again.
Yeah.
I've seen all the Major League Baseball stuff with the new substance check rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's been something.
Have they found anybody with it yet? I mean, I know they've been making pitchers, like, undress and I need your hat, your glove, your belt, and your hair. So.
Good grief.
But they haven't caught anybody yet, have they? It's weird that the managers can just say, hey, we want him checked, like 3 to 4 times a game.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't know. Makes no sense. Baseball's... Baseball has the most... I don't know if it's because, yeah, I just have to kind of sit around and wait so much, but the tempers in baseball.
Hmm.
I mean, it's just unlike any other. It's...
I mean, I'd have a temper with all these unwritten rules.
It's a lot to keep track of.
And, like, I mean, stuff like that, that's kind of why baseball's kind of losing some popularity with some of the younger generation, is because they're just kind of making the game more rule-heavy than it should be, I guess. I don't know.
Well, anytime someone tries to inject a little passion and fire, it's, you're trying to show the other team up.
Mm-hmm.
Which sometimes you are. But sometimes you're just pumped that you hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the ninth and you flip your bat and take a little extra time around the bases.
If you want to be classy, go play tennis at the country club. It's baseball. It's America's sport. You're supposed to let your emotions flare.
Mm.
A la Ross Kivett.
Yeah.
He was an emotional guy yesterday. That's
boiling
for
over.
I'm sure all the baseball purists out there really love seeing that.
Haven't seen anything negative, like, oh, how dare he disrespect the game. I still want to know just exactly what happened.
Right.
But we'll never know because...
Why didn't they ask Tony?
They did. They just said, oh, yeah, they had some beef from back in the playing day. But, yeah, he just kind of...
Did you guys see the tweet from that person inside the athletic department? I don't know if they're neighbors with Ross or what, but they posted a picture of Ross. And like, yo, yeah, here's old Ross, nicest man I know, buying the neighborhood kids ice cream on a weekday.
He's got a big heart.
Ross for life.
He's all heart, mother bleeper. don't test his heart.
Mm. Announcers were saying, like, this is the personality of the Tennessee. I thought we were just going to come out, we were just going to.
Home run, double, single, triple,
something.
Home run.
Do something.
But no, out.
The fourth inning ended, and I. Put in the group thread, this game is 2 hours old, and we're not even halfway through it. It's mm-hmm. gonna be I expected there to be like 14 more combined runs scored in the game, and it was gonna be nuts. By the time I had sent that message, we were almost 1-2-3 done.
Mm.
It's like, come on, guys. Like, we needed to make that game
a slugfest
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After that happened, after the fourth. And we just kind of went quietly into the night. The late afternoon.
Yeah.
Omaha Heat.
Early evening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I know how good of a coach Tony V has the potential to be, but are we maybe overselling this a little bit? Like, it is LSU. Like, this reminds me of when, you know, we were all worried that Michigan was going to come get Butch Jones, and then they hire Harbaugh.
Oh, so you think they're going to hire a better guy than Tony Vitello?
Well, I think they're going to hire a more established guy. Like, there are a lot of comments that it might be the Virginia coach once they get bumped.
Are you worried that he didn't say in the post-game interview that he wasn't going to go anywhere?
Yes and no. It's a bargaining chip.
That's true.
You know, the more doubt that's in, you know, the heads of Plowman, Boyd, and White, maybe the more they think they have to give him to keep him. And he's got to play that game. I mean, his agent would probably kill him, right? Like, Jimmy Sexton would be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I'm trying to get you
Tennessee to at least pay every penny they have.
Right.
I'm trying to get Tennessee to give their all, Tony.
I don't like Jimmy Sexton. But, I mean,
you'd love him if he was your agent.
Oh, I would. But the thing is about Jimmy Sexton being mad at him for saying that, like, you know, Jimmy, you work for Tony V, you know. You shouldn't be out here calling the shots.
Yeah, but Jimmy would just say, I work for you, but don't make my job harder. And, I mean, like, you know, he gets a percentage cut of whatever he gets, so the more he can get for Tony, the more he gets for himself and his agency.
I mean, Tony hired him for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it stinks that, you know, the best agent in collegiate sports is a Tennessee grad and just seems to bend Tennessee over at every turn.
I mean, other schools complain about it, too.
Oh, no, I know.
It's just one of those things.
Well, it's because he's a grad. Like, if he had been an LSU grad, it's like, well, yeah, how could you expect anything good to come from this guy? But he's just doing his job.
I mean, you got McElwain fired, got him a bigger buyout than most people expected, and then went and got another client hired. So, at Florida, it's just all part of the cycle for Jimmy.
But I just wonder if, I mean, LSU fans on message boards are going to be, oh, ooh. But is it, like, where would he be on their list? Because it, you know, to your point, it's LSU. Like, they can call Corbin. They can call the guy, you know, Virginia. I mean, there's not a name that they're like, probably shouldn't call him. Probably wouldn't even get a, everybody they call is going to listen. So the question is what Tony V's done in, now 3 1/4 season, is that enough for LSU to say, yep, he's a $2 million man, and he's going to have us in Omaha all the time? Or, if you're LSU, do you think, really not enough evidence?
If you're going to take a risk on an up-and-coming guy, he's the guy to do it on. Because I think Tony Vitello's got about 15 good years of baseball left in him.
15?
Maybe a natty.
15?
I mean, he's 42 now.
These guys coach until they're like 70-something.
Well, yeah.
Like, how old is how old was Paul Maneri?
That's true.
All I know is that Glenn Gulbo, or whatever his name is.
He's only 63, so 20 years.
Lafayette Daily Advisor put out his Hot Board 3.0, and Tony Vitello and Jay Johnson are the two mentioned in the headline, and both pictures in the article are of Tony Vitello, and he's the first coach he mentions.
It's probably just alphabetical order. Reverse alphabetical order. Who are the other names? Jay Johnson, would be a great coach. Not, how old is he? He's like, what?
It's Arizona's Jay Johnson. He's 44.
They can call him? They're done, right?
Vanderbilt's
no, they're not. They're still in.
Corbin, they're out.
Oh, yeah. They are out? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Louisville's Dan McDonnell.
Okay.
East Carolina's Cliff Godwin.
That's a good one.
Those are the names.
That's a good one. So, East Carolina gave Vanderbilt all they could handle in that super.
He says, Tony Vitello, who's 42, has dramatically turned around the Volunteers program in just his fourth season and has the Vols in their first College World Series since 2005. Tennessee lost to Virginia 6-0 on Sunday. A St. Louis native and former Missouri player, Vitello was an assistant coach at Missouri, TCU, and Arkansas before becoming Tennessee's coach prior to the 2018 season. After going 29-27, we know all the stats.
But we gave him his first chance.
The frustrating thing about this hot board is he doesn't, like, handicap it. He doesn't say why one guy might be the favorite over another. I saw LSU fans saying they don't want Arizona's Jay Johnson because he took over, like, a really good program, and it hasn't been any better. Like, he finally got him back to Omaha this year, but, you know, it's – I don't know. See, he got him there in his first season, 2016. They reached the championship series before losing to Coastal Carolina. See, Jay Johnson has no ties to the SEC or the region. A native of Oroville, California, near Sacramento. He played at Shasta College in Redding, California, and out in San Diego, too. So he's never been, like, east of, you know, Nevada as a career-wise. So that's why I don't think they'll go that route. Tim Corbin, 59, the most accomplished coach on LSU's list, 2 national championships. A runner-up finish in 5.
Someone made a really good point, though, man. If he leaves Vanderbilt, he loses all of his advantages.
Right.
With the scholarships and all that. Like, he'd be stupid to give that up. Because, I mean, unless they just gave him that much more money and he's about to retire anyway, he'd be like, well, if I go there and win, I'm a hero in 2 places. And if I fail, they fire me and I retire with even more money than I'd have if I stay at Vanderbilt. But he also might go down there and just get absolutely exposed.
Corbin interviewed for the LSU job after the 2006 season with then-athletic director Skip Bertman, but he was not offered the job. Bertman, unsure, requested a second interview that Corbin turned down.
Corbin turned what?
Bertman did the first interview.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Wanted to interview him again, and Corbin's like, nah, I'm good.
When he was already at Vanderbilt or no?
Yeah, that was in 2006. That was a long time ago.
Hmm.
And that was a different AD, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And then Dan McDonald is Louisville. Louisville had never been to Omaha before he took over. He's taken the Cardinals there 5 times. What? Oh, sorry. I guess they'd never even gone to... That doesn't make any sense. Before his arrival prior to the 2007 season, Louisville had never reached Omaha. He has taken the Cardinals there 5 times, including his first season. Oh, and in 2019. So they're saying he's kind of, you know, he's got Louisville there recently, and in his very first year he went to Omaha. Louisville had only reached the postseason once.
Their guy. Go get him.
He's gone 12 times.
Louisville.
He's been on record as saying he feels like he can win a national championship at Louisville.
So?
But I'm with you. I mean, if LSU comes calling and you're at Louisville, you got to go.
Yeah, but not if you're at Tennessee. It's very different.
Well, I mean, this might be your guy. Like, he's a little more proven.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like Tony V. He took over a program that wasn't very good. Got him really good.
If all these other coaches say no to LSU, why would he say yes?
Now, that's another good point.
Why is everybody turning it down? Maybe there's some stink on LSU. Maybe the behind-the-scenes stuff's way worse than we think. Maybe their entire athletic department's about to go down.
Then there's Godwin, Cliff Godwin.
The name I thought that the LSU people wanted.
I don't think he hasn't been Omaha at all. It's East Carolina. He was LSU's hitting coach, 2007-2008.
Oh, there's a tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a favorite among former LSU players.
Well, you got to give the former players what they want. They want Godwin.
Just
I get it.
Give him to them.
Yep.
Final segment, hour number 2. I'm with you, Houston. I think that's the play. I mean, hopefully he's just not their top guy. And, hell, if it's a silver lining that he went 0-2 and looked unprepared in Omaha, so be it. Hopefully, you know, we get the experience. Now they've done it once. Hopefully we get back to Omaha with a lot of these same guys on the roster here in the next year or two. And They play a lot better.
Okay. I'm looking at the roster.
Yep.
Redmond Walsh is the only listed redshirt senior. So does that mean everyone else could technically take a redshirt year from last year if they wanted it?
Well, I mean, Pete Durkee has been there forever. What's his say?
Senior, four-year letterman. That's weird. So that's what I'm like. Did they swipe last year's completely?
I have no idea. They kept. I thought in the postgame he talked about how he's leaving, but there's so many guys that'll be back that they'll be good again. Kind of was what.
Your seniors on this team were Liam Spence, Evan Russell, Pete Durkee, Will Heflin, Jackson Greer, Jackson Leith, who obviously didn't play. I think he got like one inning or something.
Yeah, they did. Durkee has had two senior seasons. This was his fifth year. So basically, he's listed as 2017 freshman, 2018 sophomore, 2019 junior, 2020 senior, 2021 senior, parentheses, COVID.
Okay.
So I guess any guy that's listed as a senior might be in that same boat.
Sean Hundley also listed as a senior. When will we know that?
What number is Sean Hundley? Why can I not find him?
Sort what him. Number is he?
Yeah.
32.
Grief. So if you actually click on, you have to click on him and see.
Oh, if they get the COVID parentheses or whatever?
Yeah, see, Hundley doesn't have a COVID parentheses.
So he could be back, technically.
I believe so.
We think. If they're updating this thing as they're supposed to.
Sophomore, junior. Like, oh, no. Yeah, 2020, junior. So that season doesn't count, right?
Right.
So why did they even... That's really confusing. And three-year players can leave, of course, if they're good enough. So, I don't know. I mean, people are saying that, of course, the softball recruiting is even crazier than basketball and football. So, I mean, that's just going to be a mess.
A good mess.
I don't know if I can keep track of it. I may just have to wait.
It's a big roster.
Have to wait till
the COVID year makes it a lot more difficult to follow all this stuff
anyway.
Have
to wait till the fall, like, orange and white game they have. Usually they do two out of the last 3 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They've done the little Vol walk on homecoming week. And when it ends at, it either ends or they'll bus you over to Lindsey Nelson for like a little kids thing over there where they have some booths set up. And the kids can then run and play on the playground. They got these booths set up. The baseball team is like starting their orange and white game in the fall. You know, to wrap up their little fall practice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just wait till then. Like, all right, now what's the deal?
Who shows up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Which will be what, late in the football season? Homecoming.
Early November.
Middle of football
season. Yeah. South Alabama.
Okay.
There's your day.
That's the one.
That's South Alabama. That's when we'll know.
Okay.
At least regarding the roster.
I don't know. I mean, you'll know before then, but.
Well, you'll probably. Never mind. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. Davey, how's the depot coming along?
Terrible.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Did it sneak up on you today? Is that?
No, I've actually been trying to think of what to do. I don't know. Maybe it's just a Tennessee thing right now.
A Tennessee thing right now?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like just kind of down in the dumps?
Yeah. I mean, there's that. I told you guys during the, pregame show.
Okay.
Yeah. As bad as Tennessee played yesterday, the worst performance by a Vol was actually Garrett Crochet. I'm more mad at him than I am at the team.
You are so just like, you're the most self-centered person I've ever met in my life.
But he didn't even get to pitch a full inning, gave up four hits, four earned runs, and got credited with the loss.
Okay. He had a bad night. He'd been absolutely dealing, and could you really blame him? His boys just got outed in Omaha. He was not feeling it. They should have never put him on the mound. What time was first pitch in that game?
We didn't start the game.
Okay. What time was first pitch in the game?
I don't know.
Was it a night game?
Yeah.
Okay, so
he was after the Vols.
He was disappointed in what had happened that day, and you know went out and had a clinker. He was sad for his former teammates.
I do have a movie review to get in today, so.
Well, good. I'm glad you've got something for the listener.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You just said, "Oh, I want to do 3 hours of the Depot a day." You can't even come up with 15 minutes.
That's not true. You asked how it was going. I could always come up with something. I can't always guarantee you it's going to be good.
And you want 3 hours a day?
I didn't say I wanted 3 hours. I could do 3 hours. You give me an hour and a half each day, yeah, I'd be down with that. I don't want to steal too much of your guys' thunder.
My
back's already hurting from carrying the show majority of the
time. All the great points you make about things we're not talking about and your gambling picks.
I thought your hands were blistered from pulling us down.
Boom. Yeah, nothing like a good sniff right into the microphone.
It's so gross. Yeah. You're like rubbing it's like you're blowing your nose, but
you know,
running
people,
the allergies
people,
getting to me.
People have to sit back there after
Take
you
medicine,
just
bro.
Disgust
not,
it up.
I'm not sick.
Take some meds, man. I'm not
sick, but there's snot all over everything. Don't worry about it, guys.
I've been yachting so hard, you know. I'm getting bored listening to you two idiots.
Yeah, the energy coming from you is just insanity. Wow.
There's good news from for college football. We'll have to get that, I guess, after the Depot. Because the Depot's next.
Great.
Ready or not, here it comes.
Lovely.